Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Shall we start, shall we?
Yeah. You know what? I think we should leave that in.
Yeah, I like that behind the scenes, yeah.
Like the Beatles used to do.
Loose, yeah.
Bit of chatter in the background.
Yeah, and then just start the track and go, oh, wow, the track's actually started.
It's like we're there when they're doing it.
Yeah, I feel much closer to them now.
Yeah, like literally.
Yeah, I don't know why you're talking about that. But
we're like low-key part of it.
Yeah, we're legit part of it, yeah.
Welcome to the legit, lit, low-key rock and roll
low
football.
Low-key, legit, so part of it, yeah.
Podcast. Mm.
Yes,
well, interesting show today.
Yeah.
Stories, tales.
Yeah, a lot of, we were sort of sniping at each other a bit, weren't we? But producer Will said he felt like we were like attack dogs at times during this.
I think I was very direct with you, and I think you were very direct with Will.
Yeah, yes.
I don't think I really copped anything.
No, I don't think you did, actually.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, we'll save it up. Yeah.
Save it up.
We're not going to go easy on you, okay?
Yeah. I don't want you to.
No, I mean, yeah.
Abuse is a sign of respect.
Yeah, true.
You mess.
But yeah, we talked about, I really struck a nerve. I spoke for the nation, basically, while talking about friendly matches during this, the international break episode, yeah. Oh,
he's on his soapbox today, is our Matt.
He's
riled up.
I know my listeners. They just get it. When I say something, they just get it. You know, they're with me.
He's like the Kelvin McKenzie of broadcasting. He knows his audience.
Yeah.
He knows what his readers
want.
He gives them what they want.
And they lap it up. They go, yeah, tell us more. Tell us more of your crazy opinions.
Well, here we go. We've poured it into a bowl so you can kneel down and lap this up.
Away.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Big goal in League One,
a
Dyson.
A second for Notts County, a second for Jatta. He scored a brace. They're 2-0 up at Harrogate Town and now in third place in the table as it stands, a point ahead of Cambridge United, but they do have two games in hand on the mighty Magpies.
You'd rather have the points on the board, as we always say.
Yes,
but
exactly.
I was wrong. It's League Two, not League One. I'm getting ahead of myself. I was presuming.
Sorry, yes.
That they are now on an inevitable procession into the third tier. Talking of which, obviously, because it's international break,
yes.
There's no Premier League, no Championship today. So here to preview whatever football we've got to give you, it's Matt Dyson.
Yes, the international break this weekend seems to be the moment we can officially start looking forward to the World Cup finals this summer. Well, England and Scotland fans can. Sadly, the other home nations let us down this week, deciding to decline their invitations to Trump and Infantino's big football fiesta. Northern Ireland and losing their qualifying playoff in Italy. Wales going out on penalties at home to Bosnia. The Republic of Ireland also failing to qualify on spot kicks at the Czech Republic. So England looked to trim down their huge 35-man squad in a friendly at home to Uruguay last night. And like all England friendlies, it was a fairly average affair. They wore the new overpriced Nike kit for the first time. I quite like it, despite the slightly weird neckline. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Love a collar.
Yeah, Ben White silenced the Boo Boys with a goal in the 1-1 draw at Wembley, but he also ended up giving away the penalty that their late equaliser came from. It marked the Arsenal defender's big return from his self-imposed international exile. He stopped playing for his country after being picked on by one of Gareth Southgate's coaches. Sir, Steve Holland keeps bullying me. Says I don't know much about football just because they treat it like a job and it doesn't take over my entire life. He left the World Cup because of that in 2022.
Stop picking on me!
It seems crazy, but he's a great player. So as far as I'm concerned, welcome him back. Now that the world's most unlikely playground bully Steve Holland is out of the equation, now laying into Man United players at Michael Carrick's assistant at Old Trafford. Who cares if Ben White goes home and watches Match of the Day on a Saturday night or not? As long as he does his job on the pitch. We don't go home after this show 40 every week and analyse the latest radio industry developments or
pour
over the listening figures.
Yeah, you do.
But when it comes to playing air horns when goals go in, we're second to none. You know, we do our talking on the pitch. So anyway, today's action.
On the radio.
Scotland don't play until the match against Japan at 5. Before then, on international friendly weekend, we have South Korea against Ivory Coast, which has just kicked off. Other epic clashes like Kyrgyzstan versus Madagascar. And a battle of the two most famous international minnows, San Marino at home to the Faroe Islands, the underdog derby. Neither tiny team can be considered favourites for this one, surely. It's all happening on the international break, and I like it. I like it. I la-la like it. Here we go. We're rock and roll footballing all over the world.
Oh! Oh, did you hear that? Wow, like a granddad sitting down. Just taking the weight off.
Dyson. You don't welcome Ben White back, is that what you're saying?
It's not that...
If we need cover in that position, get him on the plane.
I agree.
I don't care.
I believe in meritocracy. I want the very best.
He's good. He's really good.
He's all right. But playing for your country is a privilege.
Yeah, I know.
Turning your back on it.
Yeah, just because he got... It's a bit of a weird reason for leaving, isn't it, really?
I mean, look, we don't know what went on behind the scenes.
No, there was other stuff. I think it's... Yes, mainly Steve Holland, then the other players didn't get on well with him and stuff like that.
But ask yourself why.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think it's down to him? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's one common denominator, isn't there? He's involved. The rest of them all seem to get on.
And
it was like the guy at Southgate.
I know, surely.
It was like the happiest England squad
ever.
Surely
he's a mild-mannered character who would have put out fires left, right and centre. It's weird, isn't it? It's a strange thing. But yeah, I say welcome back.
Matt Dyson says, welcome back to Ben White. The rest of us... I wouldn't boo him, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, yes.
I would never boo. I wouldn't boo him on, off, during.
Or if you saw him in the street.
I wouldn't put him in the street. No. But I'd sort of grumble.
Would you? Yeah, okay.
Can you grumble a player on?
I suppose you could grumble a bit. Yeah, I wonder if it'll be audible if 20,000 fans grumble all the way.
Big goal in international football.
Yes, in the friendlies, San Marino have got first blood against the Faroe Islands in the Battle of the Minnows. They're 1-0 up. Gia Capetti with the goal, 22 minutes in. But which is the smallest of the 240, would you say? Because they're both famously tiny places, aren't they? San Marino or Faroe Islands? Which is the real underdog in this one?
Firstly, I don't think size matters.
No. Okay, yeah, good.
I'm going to say Faroe Islands.
You think Faroe Islands are the smallest? You, sir, are wrong.
Oh!
And they are. San Marino are quite a bit smaller. San Marino, the third smallest country in Europe.
I knew that.
After the Vatican City and Monaco. I think Monaco is a principality, but yeah, the population is 34,000 people live in San Marino, right? Whereas the Faroe Islands have 55,000.
Excuse me, we've written that it's a principality. Do we get half a point? Do we get half a point?
No,
I can just imagine you down in Hastings or dusty pub quiz. With a lot of chubby old roadies wearing Iron Maiden.
Coming
t-shirts.
Up with hilarious original team names.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to one for years, to be honest. They're all the same, aren't they?
Barred.
Barred for using my phone.
To get half point, grow up. Yeah. All you do is win, like, vouchers. Chill. Yeah. Why are you that bothered?
It's bragging rights, mate. Come on.
Talking of bragging rights, I went to Tottenham Hotspur against Nottingham Forest last weekend.
Yes, last Sunday, the big day. What a day.
One of the best days of my life.
I can't believe you were there for it. Oh, because watching in the pub, we were celebrating. We were down in shots of black Sambuca at the final whistle. I haven't done that for a good 20 years.
Yeah, good.
It was such a shock. And there was loads of Arsenal fans coming into the pub to watch the League Cup final, all singing their song. Everyone just wanted Spurs to lose. It was a great occasion. Really was, but to be there.
But let's just, more importantly, why black Sambuca?
I don't know. You just said if we win, we're going to get shots, and that was like one.
But they must have some whiskey.
I think black Sambuca is nice. It's got a retro feel to it. If you're going to bang some shots,
bang.
Get some black Sambuca. It was all right actually. Like a blackjack, chewy sweet, but yeah.
60%.
Yeah, but awful. But you were living it up, weren't you?
Well, yeah.
Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
But we were in amongst Spurs fans.
Were you? Surrounded by them?
On the halfway line.
Oh, yes.
Had a lovely day out.
Yeah.
And so couldn't celebrate when we scored. So the first half, we're just absolutely under siege. And the atmosphere in that stadium was phenomenal. The Spurs fans did everything they could to try and help their team win.
Yeah.
It was it was immense. It was like goosebumps.
Really?
It was phenomenal.
Really?
Like, they did absolutely everything they could.
Because they started leaving quite soon in the second half, didn't they?
I thought it was going to empty out earlier, but they really stuck with them.
But you witnessed the collapse. We weathered the storm. Second half, what was that like?
Well, because of my medical condition,
I
sort of nipped the toilet just before half-time, because it takes me time with the old cathetering.
Yeah, yeah.
Get into the toilet. Lovely, accessible loos, as you'd imagine. Good, at the course, Tottenham Hotspur. I mean, everything about that stadium.
Yeah, they're going to have the best loos in the Championship next season. Without a doubt, yeah.
The moment I've got the catheter in, I hear the stadium erupt. I was like, damn it, we're 1-0 down. Check the phone. Yeah. I couldn't believe it that we'd scored.
Yeah.
So then at half time, I thought, I don't know, second half. I still don't know how we won 3-0.
I don't understand what I saw.
It's
amazing. Even Awoniyi scored with his shin again. It was amazing. It was like a dream game, wasn't it, that second half? We romped home.
About a few Guinnesses.
And what was it like seeing all the sad Spurs fans all around you?
I felt for them. Do you know what? They are human beings. And we can forget that sometimes about Spurs fans. Everyone's having such a laugh, taunting them about Lincoln and God knows what else. You're like, oh, they just really care about their club.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
And it is a great stadium.
Yes, yeah.
But it's a great stadium to go to and win 3-0.
It is a really good 3-0 home and away. What a season.
Ole, ole, ole.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Goals, Dyson.
Yes, international goals in the friendlies. Ivory Coast are 1-0 up at South Korea. And on Derby weekend in the Women's Super League, Man City have just scored a third, 3-0 up at Old Trafford against Manchester United. Lovely stuff.
International friendly weekend. Obviously, England drawing 1-1 with Uruguay at Wembley last night.
Yeah,
you bothered?
Yeah. No, I didn't watch it. Life's too short to watch England friendlies.
I decided that a long time ago.
Why waste your life watching England friendlies? Great for the manager to get a look at some players, but otherwise, I'm not wasting my time watching it. Really couldn't care.
Why are you so
producer
negative?
Producer Will went to Wembley to watch.
Good on him, I say.
He's a real lover of football. I'm much more of a Ben White kind of guy.
Oh, no, I'd have been there.
Take a leave, a friendly. Did you watch on telly then? If you
I was gigging.
Big fan. Oh,
I was grafting.
Right. Oh, so do you have it on your laptop?
I was
on time, did you? While you were...
I checked it on my phone.
Did you? Right, okay.
Fair enough. I had a ticket, but I couldn't go.
I didn't go. I deliberately chose that. I went to the cinema instead.
I love watching England.
I know you love your country. I love England more than you do.
Yeah.
Well, you might do.
Why do you hate our country?
You'll never guess what I did instead. I went to watch The Magic Faraway Tree. At the cinema, not on my own.
Forest?
Not on my own. With my family, we all went. It was a lovely film. Do you know about it?
I've got no idea.
It was a great book. My daughter Beth loved the book when she was a child. It's a famous old book about fairies and elves in a big tree. Yeah. And it's a great film.
And you hate watching football, you say?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
And I made the right decision. Magical Faraway Tree ahead of an England friendly any day of the week.
So what's so good about it?
Give me Andrew Goff. I love Andrew Goff. He's such a lovable guy, isn't he? Also, you know Simon Farnaby. You'll be familiar with him. He's a great. He plays like a local farmer.
Oh, sounds great. Better watching football, Simon Farnaby playing a local farmer. Well, cancel those Wembley tickets. Simon Farnaby's playing a local farmer.
It's brilliant. It's a great.
Put your pint down. Just get the tube back into town and go to the cinema. It's Simon Farnaby's playing a local farmer. Never do a film review show. It sounds just like some local fair.
It's good.
Oh, they've got
Maris. They have a local fair in the film, actually.
It's a celebration
of rural Britain. Yeah,
and it's great.
And
is that up your street, is it?
Yes, it is. It's better than watching an England friendly. I stand by that. I'm not alone in this. England friendlies are the dullest thing you could ever spend your time watching. Why you'd bother schlepping all the way to Wembley to watch it, I do not know.
Because it's Wembley, it's the home of football.
Yeah, no,
it's a national stadium.
It's not a proper game, is it? It's not a proper game. It's just...
It's football. That's all that matters.
No. Magic Faraway Tree, 100% better.
What's better? Watching England friendlies? Okay, what would you rather do? 8, 12, 15, what would you rather do than watch an international friendly? Because this may apply to Wales, Scotland, you know.
Okay, yeah. We'll friendly or film, which side are you on?
Yeah, and what film? Or anything. What else would you rather do? Dyson, you have hit upon something here.
Yeah.
You yet again have taken the pulse of the nation and found that the patient has
we've had
low heart rate.
Very few people saying they'd rather go to an England friendly
I can't believe
than watch
this.
A film. Or even watch it on the telly.
This applies, by the way, to listeners in Wales, Northern Ireland, and Scotland as well. I don't know if they feel the same way about friendlies.
They're just as dull. Yeah. Tony from Lincoln would rather watch paint dry than watch an England friendly.
Tony!
Quite a few people going with the paint dry. I'd rather do my taxes, says Charlie. Big Potatoes Kent. Oh, I'm sure I should have read that out, to be honest. But I did there.
What, Big Potatoes?
I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what he's trying to say. Chris would rather...
If the revenue are listening, have a look into Charlie, will you?
Chris would rather put hot pins into his eyes.
Chris, I don't think you would.
That's not true.
I think you're lying.
Because I don't agree with that. That's a horrible thing to do.
It is.
I wouldn't put cold pins in my eyes.
Don't put pins in your eyes. Really good point. What heat of pin?
Put the pins down, Chris. God, come on.
I don't think, I think, Chris, what you've done there, you've overreached. And were we to call you on this and turn up with hot pins?
Yeah. If we put it to the test, there's no way you'd bottle it. Follow through on it. Yeah. Have just unclogged our washing machine. Infinitely more fun than watching an England friendly, says Anon. This is amazing. Mike in North Wales. I didn't watch the match last night. I listened to it on the radio. Ooh, yeah. I wish I poured super glue all over my hands and spent 90 minutes peeling it off instead.
Be very careful about what you touch next.
People are doing some mad stuff rather than watch a friendly.
That could get out of hand.
Yes, yeah. Wow. And then Darren and Easter. There's so many messages
coming
in.
But listening on the radio is cool. We support that.
Yes, I quite like listening to football on the radio, but I think I'd always, if it's on telly, you might as well watch it on telly.
You might have been in the car.
Yeah.
You've got to take a wide screen with you on the M1.
No, what I sometimes like to do is have the telly on mute and the radio commentary on. Sometimes worth doing. Better, I find. Sometimes the iPlayer gives you that option, doesn't it, during major tournaments? Darren in East Yorkshire. Rock and roll football. In all honesty, I listen to your show because I like you guys and the music, but I would definitely rather watch a movie than any football. Sorry, just not a fan. He doesn't even like football, let alone friendlies.
Yeah, but that's cool. I like that because he listens to this show, even though it's a football show.
You're welcome, Darren.
Go on,
good to have you here.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. It's the international break. It's non-league, well, lower league, whatever it is. Non-league day.
One and two,
one of those days.
Yeah.
Happy non-league day.
It's
all who celebrate.
Yes.
Hope you had a good non-league eve last night.
I think they do that, don't they, once a year, non-league. You go along and watch your local.
I think it's this week.
It literally is
today. That's
really
what I'm saying.
I thought you were joking.
No, I'm being serious. How dare you mock my faith? Everything that's wrong with this country. We're non-league football country.
Yeah, I do like non-league day. Yeah, you should go and watch your local.
Do you? You didn't even know it was non-league day.
I didn't know it was, but I didn't know it was.
You don't like England. You don't like non-league day. Is there anything about this island you actually like or respect?
On the contrary, I like non-league day. I'm a fan of that.
Mm.
But I just forgot it was happening, that's all,
Okay. Well, it's non-league boxing day tomorrow, so you can just sit around and have your non-league afters.
Good.
And have a great time. There are some goals.
Yes, goals. International friendlies going on left, right and centre. A second for Ivory Coast away at South Korea. Simon Adingra, for the Sunderland forward, has scored for Cote d'Ivoire. They're 2-0 up, and in the big Battle of the Minnows just before half-time, an equaliser for Faroe Islands at San Marino. It is 1-1 in that game. The big game today in League One is Stockport against AFC Wimbledon. Stockport are 1-0 up in that game already. They're about fifth in League One table, I think, as it stands.
If you're just joining us, Dyson was saying that he hates watching England friendlies. And Chris had got in touch and he would rather put hot pins in his eyes.
Yes.
Chris has been back in touch. He said, okay, maybe hot pins was a bit too far.
Yes.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Right.
But then they're not too far off England at the moment.
Oh, what, you'd rather go and watch Snow White and the Seven Dwarves?
I think that's what he means,
Okay.
Or maybe he just means we've got lots of short players.
I guess
Harry Maguire would be Snow White. He's the tallest.
Yeah, he's big.
But Phil Foden's pretty dinky.
Yeah, I suppose we have got a few shorter players. Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
That's okay.
But that sounds more sensible than the hot poker thing, certainly.
Dan says, I'd rather watch a Trump State of the Union speech on repeat than watch any men's England football game.
They go on about the same length of time, don't they? He does about 90 minutes, doesn't he?
They've gone so long.
Does he have a script on the screen, or does he just ad-lib it all?
He must have some of a speech.
He must have bullet points. Do you think he has bullet points? But how can it go on for so long? It's amazing when he does it.
Now, you may have seen footage in the week of a football fan holding aloft a toaster and some crumpets when his team scores. I can't remember what game it was
now.
Very
strange.
His excuse is that he was going to a wedding and that was the present he was taking.
Yeah.
So that in a carrier bag, so when they score, he holds aloft the toaster.
Yeah.
And the crumpets.
Bizarre sight.
But what's the weirdest gift you've ever given? at a wedding, or indeed received if you've been married. Text us on 81215, the weirdest wedding gifts. Dyson.
I think the weirdest one I've ever given is I went to a wedding where you had to pay for your meal. So it was no gifts. It was, we don't want any presents, but just pay for your meal.
How much are we talking?
About 60, 70 quid, I think it probably was.
Each?
Yeah. It was a nice, it's a three-course meal, isn't it? And normally at a wedding, you're like, if the chicken's a bit dry, you'll let it go because it's a wedding and someone else is paying.
But it's free.
At this one, we were all like, hey, come on. We got to up your game. We've all paid for this.
So were you moaning about it?
No, I mean, it was unusual at the time, but I think it happens more and more often now.
But were you sending it back?
No, just like making sure it's really good quality.
Excuse me, can I see the wine menu, please?
Yes, exactly.
Just house red and house right.
Yeah. No free bar, quite the opposite of a free. You maybe get at a wedding, maybe an hour's free bar in this day and age, but nothing. You had to pay for everything yourself, all up front.
I mean, in a way, that's kind of makes sense.
In this day and age, it really does.
This day and age.
Well, in the human cost of living crisis.
Human cost of living crisis. Yes, we haven't spoken enough about the impact on humans.
Yeah, and the animal cost of living crisis. We're all suffering, mate.
That's it.
The human cost of living crisis. That's what everyone calls it.
I wish they would start calling it that now. The human cost of living crisis. Yeah.
But that's why I can understand it, why people do it.
Okay.
But it's weird.
Well, text us on 81215. What's the weirdest gift you've ever given or received at a wedding? And have you had to pay? Did you have to pay extra for a pudding or anything like that?
No, you get it was three course. You get sent the menu, pick it beforehand, pay up front.
Change your mind on the day, cause chaos.
Yes, exactly.
Come on. They're having fun in the lower leagues.
Oh, yes, they are. In League One, Stockport still 1-0 up against AFC Wimbledon. Wickham Wanderers have just scored. They're beating Port Vale 1-0. Reading 2-0 up at home to Wigan Athletic. In the Women's Super League, it's all over at Old Trafford. Manchester City winning 3-0 against their local rivals this afternoon. And the huge international friendlies, Ivory Coast now 3-0 up away at South Korea. And in the Battle of the Minnows, Faroe Islands have come from a goal down. They're now 2-1 up.
Oof. Tons of action in the Scottish League One. It's East 5-2, Stenhouse Muir 2.
Ah, yes. Is that East 5-5? Oh, it's not Stenhouse.
East 4-5.
East 4-4-4, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was the game.
4-5-5,
East
5-5. East
5-5, 4-4-4.
East 5-4-4-5.
Yeah. Let's go clickbait. Come on.
Yes, let's do that. Don't forget to text us on 81215. What is the weirdest gift you've ever given or received at a wedding? Now it's time for the rundown of the funniest clips from the week in football. It's clickbait. Roy Keane's analysis of Phil Neville is as blunt as you'd expect.
Do you ever look back? I always think that game, and I've never thought it from your point of view, but you think about the treble that season, and you think about, I always think about my brother.
Yeah.
Give away the penalty in the last minute, and then obviously Bergkamp misses Schmeichel. And to this day, I just don't think, I still shiver a little bit for my brother thinking if that penalty had gone in. But then I think it was also for you, if you lose that game and you've been sent off you carry that a lot. You carry that a lot, don't you, when you've been sent off? It's horrible when you've been sent off.
The thing,
we would have killed Phil, wouldn't we? Phil would be dead now.
Brutal. And he means it.
That's what
makes it so funny. Crawley have got a new manager, Colin Kazim Richards. Footballers and football managers misquoting things or getting words wrong is always funny. Enjoy this.
I just want people to understand my norm is being in the unknown. You know, being in situations that people think is crazy. I thrive in that.
Being in the unknown.
On Norman Wisdom.
Sounds like the Upside Down in the Stranger Things. I'm in the unknown. I don't know what's going on.
But it's this whole thing of like needing to reframe everything that modern foot, you know, it's the Liam Rossini is kind of part of that.
It feels a bit LinkedIn, doesn't it? Yeah.
Very LinkedIn. Yeah, yeah. Are you on LinkedIn?
I am, yeah.
Do you post on LinkedIn?
No, I don't post very much. No, just on there for fun. Just on there for the fun.
LinkedIn lurking, screen grabbing your mates and sticking on WhatsApp groups. Brian Brobbey was the hero on Sunday when Sunderland beat Newcastle 2-1. What a massive result. And this is an absolutely class chant from the Sunderland fans. Yeah.
Brian Brobbey, smash the Johnnies. You want to win a derby, we'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah, did we win 1-0? Yeah, did we win 2-1?
Yeah.
Did we do a double? yeah. Our higher in the English sugar is a break by a frog.
Wow. Yeah.
To the fan, just one fan.
It's good, I like it.
Living his best life. And by far the best clip of this year in football is Danny Dyer preaching pure truth about who you should support.
The club chooses you. Right? All these people that support clubs, they shouldn't be. Support the team you're meant to support. Unfortunately, you're not a Scouser. Right? Scouser. Scouser support Liverpool that are not from Liverpool. I don't understand it. I just think you'll never... You can choose who you want to support, of course, but I just don't think you'll ever have that real feeling of standing in a stadium where everyone speaks the same. It's like being a West Ham fan. Everyone sort of half knows each other.
So true, isn't it?
That's right, isn't it? Yeah. His rallying cry against the glory hunters. He's spot on.
Wound up quite a few people.
Did it?
Oh, yeah, well, glory hunters, I imagine.
Yeah, I suppose they'll be upset about it, yeah, yeah.
Lots of people on social media said it's not very fair.
Oh, really?
Not very fair, Danny.
Oh, well, I'm sure he doesn't care.
Oh, Danny, I like the way he talks like that.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon dog. Love him. Absolutely love him. He's become a national treasure,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's like a Cockney Mutley, isn't he? And we love him.
That was this week's Clipbait. Man, what an amazing week in football. And happy lower league, non-league. I keep getting the name of it wrong.
Non-league day.
Do you know what this is becoming
you
like?
Celebrate.
I do celebrate.
Yeah, well, we get it right then. Come on.
You know what it is? It's because it's like Winterval, isn't it? It's like, I want to encompass all festivals.
Oh, right. It's so inclusive. Woke, aren't you? You don't want to upset any other divisions.
It's like, literally, you're spreading hate. I don't understand why you do that. Like, that's a microaggression against my community. Big goal in League One, Dyson.
Yes, in League One, Stockport have scored a second. They're 2-0 up against AFC Wimbledon on your international weekend and on non-league day, we should also say, at Plainmoor, Torquay are 1-0 up against Horsham in the big game of the day.
Huge game. We're talking about the worst wedding presents you've given and received. Henners said a friend got us a really nice, authentic Greek fruit bowl, but it didn't suit the aesthetic of our kitchen, so it's under the sink, being used to store kitchen cleaning stuff.
Oh, well, that's, at least it's being used. You know, true. I wonder what aesthetic they have in their kitchen.
But if you've not put that on the list, what are you doing buying someone a Greek fruit bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't like it when they give you a list and they say, this is specifically what I want. I think
isn't that easier?
No.
You like to buy them stuff they don't want.
I'd rather buy things.
Let me get this right. on your friend's most special day, you literally want to buy them something they do not want.
We know them. We know we're their friends.
Better than they do.
We know them better than they know themselves.
So
we know what aesthetic they have in their kitchen. We'll buy them what we fancy, yeah? So don't tell me what to buy. Don't give me a list.
Okay.
To be fair, on our wedding day, we just said, give us money towards the honeymoon. So
give us the money.
Give us cash. Just put cash in an envelope and shove it into my grubby hand.
Did you get them? Did they shake hands with you after the ceremony, like a sort of gangland wedding?
Yeah, like that. I love it when they do that in gangster films.
My boy.
Give me a little bit. Just a little envelope.
Hey, it's Paulie.
A little cash bung for Uncle Paulie.
Kickbacks on your wedding. Yeah. So how much money did you get for your
honeymoon? Just my tribute. That's all. Just give me my tribute. You know what? It's out of respect. That's why.
But how much did you get, Jeff?
People are really weirdly generous. This is back in 2013, so people were very generous.
13 years ago?
Some people giving out like £100 in an envelope and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Went a long way.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
We went to a Greek island. What we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Core memories.
Yeah.
Happiest day of your life. All your mates paid for you two to go on the Raz abroad. You haven't even got the respect to remember where you went. Oh, we don't care. We were battered on other people's money. Goals galore, Dyson.
Yes, it's all over in the South Korea-Ivory Coast game. Ivory Coast scoring a fourth just before the final whistle, winning 4-0 at South Korea. If you're just tuning in wondering what happened in the friendly between Zambia and Malawi, it was 0-0 and Zambia won 9-8 on penalties.
Oh, my word.
A penalty shootout at the end of a friendly game. Faroe Islands beat San Marino 2-1 earlier in the Battle of the Minnows. Man City won 3-0 against Man United in the Women's Super League on Derby weekend. And in League Two, Barnet have just scored. They're 1-0 up against Cambridge.
Commiserations to Wales, Ireland and Northern Ireland, who lost their playoff games of the week, won't be going to the World Cup, so it's Scotland and England heading up to...
Yeah, just Scotland and England, yeah.
Feel for them.
Yeah, I know. It would have been nice to have them
there. Do you really, though? I can't tell you. Sound sarcastic.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's nice. Yeah. The more, the merrier. The more British and Irish people there, the better, you know. But
I agree. As long as we do better, I want everyone to be there.
Yes.
And exactly. I don't believe... I think that's how most... Well, I don't know if they feel that way about England. I think they'd rather not be there, but that's cool.
Yeah,
but
that's fine. We accept that.
I accept that, yeah. And but I do want them there. I think I want my friends to be able to experience it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be great to have. And there's so many teams there this year that they might as well be there.
I know. Come on, they're inviting everyone. Look at the Welsh girl. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
But seriously... You're telling me Panama are better than Wales?
I know, I am disappointed. It would have been nice to have Craig Bellamy at the World Cup, wouldn't it? Yeah.
The problem is, obviously, that you qualify by continent.
Yeah.
Which means, obviously, Europe has a more dense concentration of quality nations.
Yeah.
So then, it's not actually the best teams from around the world that are at the World Cup.
No. And
Europe gets punished.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Like, because Northern Ireland were never going to beat Italy. And Italy have had a bad qualifying stage.
They didn't qualify last time.
It's always nice to have Italy at a major tournament. You have to have them there, don't you? They've got to be there.
Got beaters in the final again.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. What a luck. Yeah. I feel bad for Nico Williams.
Ah, yes.
And for Brennan.
Yeah. Sad to see anyone.
Now, what did you make? What do you make of the kits? Because England wore their new away kit last night.
I like the new kit. I'm not sure about the poster. I've seen the posters for the new kit. It's very expensive as well. Have you seen the Cole Palmer's on there, sort of holding this sort of medal with a rather gormless look on his face? Have you seen it?
I'm unlike him. However, did they get that expression out of him? He's just being him.
But he's not rubbing his shoulders this time. He's holding a medal there, like, looking very strange.
I haven't seen it.
It's a very strange one. But I quite like the kit. I think it's nice and plain. But yeah, the neck isn't great around the neck.
We need a collar. On behalf of lads with a bit of meat on them.
Yeah.
You've got to give us a collar because a circular neck.
Yeah.
Your jowls spill over it like a... You end up looking like Fred Elliott. You're like, you can't go to the pub dressed like this. I'd be drenched in sweat in thick nylon.
Yeah. It's
come
a good
on.
Point, really, isn't
give me,
it?
Give me a collar.
Yeah.
Because that shape just takes
that
the
just
pressure
helps,
off.
Does it? That makes your neck look better. Yeah, you're right, We could do with a collar on one of them. You know, like they've both got similar necks, home and away kits.
Stick a collar on one of them. Nice dark blue collar.
Yeah. That's what they should have done. They missed the trick there.
And get them baggy. Because they're getting baggy in the Premier League again.
They are getting... Remember when Puma first introduced the tight-fitting ones, the skin that hug your skin?
Come on.
They looked awful. Football fans looked awful in them. If you're not an athlete, you're going to look awful in them.
You going to buy one?
No, I'm not, no. Are you? You are, aren't you? Of course you are.
I like to have the home one.
Yeah.
Might get Anderson 8 on the back.
Yes.
Or whatever number he'll end up wearing. I want to get Anderson
first
on the
back. First name on the team sheet he is, and quite rightly so. He's amazing. But yeah, I can't wait to see your neck in it. Let's see. Are you going to wear it next time we're on?
Well, I might do, yeah. I need to see what number. I want him to have the right number for the tournament.
Okay, so maybe wait for a bit.
I might wait a bit.
Okay.
But do you see what I mean about the neck? You know, V-necks are more flattering to everyone, really.
Yeah, so what is it? Is it a crew neck that they've got?
I think that's what they call it. Mm. If you've got any fashion advice, text in 8-12-15, particularly, I say that, like, I used to be chunky, I'm slimmer now. But I'm still chunky in spirit.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Inside I'm fat.
Once a chunk, always a chunk.
I think so.
Yeah, we're in this for life.
And I still... possess the instincts of a chunk.
Yeah,
I think about food all day.
Yeah, there's a lot of food noise. I feel that. But yeah, but what about the neck? Why don't they experiment with different necks? Maybe like a halter neck or a polo. I don't know.
A ruff.
Yeah. Give it a go. A snood. A built-in snood.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Dyson. We were talking about wedding gifts earlier and the fact that you knew better than the people who have a list.
Yeah.
What would you get me?
For your wedding?
Mm. Let's say I was getting married tomorrow. What would you get me?
Well, it'll be for you and Laura as well. So I'd think maybe like his and hers matching forest aprons for the kitchen.
That's really good.
You'd like
you
that,
are good.
You?
You are
like
good.
That, you see, there you go. You'd have loved that.
I didn't expect you to be that
see,
good.
I don't need list. I'm off list. I go off list, and that's what
you
happens.
You are so
that's
good.
That's when the magic happens.
That was sensational.
Yeah.
Because I would never have put that on the list.
Yeah, but you'd want one, wouldn't you?
Right.
It would be like in the old, you know, that old yellow, horrible yellow kit we used to have. One of them would be like that.
Yeah.
And one would be the blue Labatt's one.
God, you're a genius.
Yeah.
You're a genius. Right. Text us on 81215. Give us some brief details about yourself, and Dyson is going to say what he'd get you for your wedding.
Gemma in Snenton's been in touch. She says now he's back in management at Bristol City at the age of 78. Roy Hodgson. Could we speak to him? Get his thoughts on the weird and wonderful flavours of hot cross buns available these days.
Oh, I could be back, by the way. It's been a while, Dyson.
Yeah,
I missed you. Of course, how about... I felt very sad when I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I fell out of favour a little bit, didn't
you
I?
You love the game, so it's good to have you back.
Oh, I love the game. Yeah, oh, I love many games, mate. Yeah. Oh, Ludo, Scrabble, play many games, Monopoly. Yeah. Oh, win them all. Yeah. I win most of my games, you know.
Look
at my stats, mate.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure you do, yeah.
What was it, Jimmy Stinton?
Yeah.
Oh, was that Inner City Nottingham, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Good at geography as well, you know.
Yeah, good.
Don't underestimate me. Look. Oh, I think it's good to keep up with the times. Biscoff's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah,
and what are you going to do, not put Biscoff in stuff? Oh, I wouldn't want it on a steak, I tell you now. Time and a place. Surely.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't bother me too much. Well, I'm a traditionalist. I think hot cross buns is just, you know, your orange zest and your raisins or whatever they are.
Currants.
You be careful, man. They're all skating on very thin ice.
I've seen you get angry.
Oh, you get sucked in. But I have a bit of sympathy. This is a marketplace, isn't it?
Yeah.
So people want the traditional, as long as they're still being provided, you know. Mm-hmm. Your mother can have a traditional one, the kids can have the Biscoff.
Yeah.
You can probably have salted caramel in your generation, isn't it?
Yeah.
You put the salted caramel wave.
Yeah.
First wave salted caramel, now your kids are into the Biscoff.
Yeah.
Popping candy, remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, I do think some of them just simply don't go with the flavour. Oh, the salted caramel one. Well, it didn't taste very nice.
No.
Oh, I went back to Tesco. I said, I get what he's doing. He was selling it. It just don't taste very nice. I don't think he'll see him next year. Well, I hope I still didn't. Well, maybe I didn't see him. Yeah. One or the other. Yeah. Anyway, I was white. I didn't like the taste of it. They can't disprove that, can they? I said, look, other people might like it. You can't force me to like it. Stop ramming it down my throat. Got too awful about it. I said, bloody salt caramel cross buns. Game's gone. I said, see them at Wembley. Oh, I'll be out. I'll be right out.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, are you all lapped out?
Yeah.
Is that enough creamy podcast goodness?
Lapdogs.
He's still going. Still attacking our people.
No.
He's turned on his own.
I've turned on my own.
Matty Dyson, he turns on his own.
That's a weird chant, isn't it? I don't think it'll catch on.
No, they tend not to catch on in the radio world because you don't have 30,000 people present at every podcast.
But thanks for listening,
Yeah, we do mean that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And if you bought the New England kit or Scotland kit, we hope that it fits.
You look good in it. I hope it's flattering, yeah.
Let's hope you're not looking jowly in that.
Yeah.
And, have a great Easter because we're not here next week.
No. I'm not here for 2 weeks.
I'm
really lavishing into my eggs during this time of year. So, yeah, I'm going big on eggs for a couple of weeks.
All types.
Or does it just mean
chocolate?
Chicken and chocolate, yeah.
Chicken eggs,
yeah. Hen's eggs.
Hen's eggs, yeah.
Hens, yeah.
How many eggs do you think you're going to have? How many eggs a week do you think you get through?
I don't get through that many eggs at all, really, generally. Only about a couple a week of hen's eggs. And chocolate eggs, I'll probably only have one. In all honesty.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
More than one.
Maybe two.
Because I got you one today.
Yeah. I did have some cream egg chocolate bar at the cinema last night.
I saw that at a petrol station. Is it good?
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, I mean, it just tastes like the real thing. Impressive.
Cream egg.
But just easier to consume. It's user-friendly.
It's in a straight line rather
just
than...
break off a line and... snap it up, put it in you. I'm talking about chocolate here.
And how do you eat yours? But do you let it melt in the mouth or just gobble it all down?
No, I with a Malteser, I let it melt. I think you've got to do that with Maltesers.
I think you have,
You just crunch down on the honeycomb or whatever it is in the middle. Maltiness in the middle.
Just maltiness?
Yeah, just maltiness.
That's what it's filled with.
The multiverse.
Why have they never done that? Why have Maltesers not done the multiverse?
They should do, yeah.
Oh, my word. Combine a honeycomb confectionery with a theory of how time and space is organised.
Exactly, they're missing a trick, aren't they?
The multiverse. My mind is blown. I'll be back in a fortnight. He'll be back in 3 weeks. And in the meantime, have a wonderful Easter and have as many eggs as you like.
Yeah, and enjoy what's left of non-league day.